Okay, welcome back to a Dear Diary episode. Again, y'all know this is unfiltered, unedited, and it's just going to be me rambling for who knows how long. Probably not super long. But let me tell you what has been on my mind, and my very last nerve is performative Christianity. Like truly. It really is. And what I mean by that is I feel like lately, maybe I'm just on social media more often, or because I'm doing a podcast, I'm more self-aware. I'm not sure which, but I am so over performative Christianity. And that being like the people who are posting about what they're doing on social media for the sake of looking a certain way as a Christian. The music that they listen to, like they only listen to a couple music art, Christian music. Couple Christian music artists because that's what the mainstream Christians are listening to or what it's cool to listen to. The ones that are constantly posting about like how they're serving, like just serve from your heart. Just serve from your heart. When people tell me that they've given money to a homeless person to talk about it, I'm like, the Bible literally says it'd be better for you to not have given anything if you're gonna do it out of trying to get glory from other people. Performative Christians, it just brings me back to, ow, I almost just ripped my earring out. It just brings me back to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the New Testament, where Jesus is like, yo, y'all are literally doing this for attention. And I was having this conversation with some friends the other night, and I was like, who am I to talk? Like, I have a podcast. But, and I'm never gonna say I'm better than somebody else, or because how I do it is how it needs to be handled. But here's my thing. This is my issue with it, is one, people who aren't Christians see it and they see it coming off as fake, and it makes your the performative it makes the performative Christians look like they don't know what it's like to have an authentic relationship. Two, I don't remember where I'm going with this. Two is new baby Christians that see these performative Christians. This is what bothers me. For example, there's this girl I follow on Instagram. She seems nice. I like her. She, I guess, is trying to become a Christian influencer or something. It looks that way by the things that she's posting. And you can tell it's so catered towards a particular type of Christian girl that is the everyday Christian girl, especially here in the South. If you live here, you know what I mean. Anyways, and she said something like, when your heavenly father spoils you, it really unsettled my heart or my spirit or maybe my pride. I don't know which. Y'all can message me and let me know. Because I was like, man, if a new Christian sees that, like they don't know what it means to be spoiled by their heavenly father. Because guess what? I don't know what it means to be spoiled by my heavenly father. Does God love me? Absolutely. Do I see that he loves me every day? Absolutely. But what does it mean to be spoiled by your heavenly father? Because here's the thing, in this world, spoiled means something so particular, and you think of like sugar daddies, you think of like the husbands that people are gold diggers for. Like your brain goes a certain way, you're thinking vacations and monies and trips, or maybe that's just me. But the Bible never says God's gonna spoil us, it says God's gonna provide for us, it says we're gonna have a fatherly love. Spoiled, and I was spoiled enough when he sent his son to die for me. Thank you, that's all I needed. His son died for my sins, I get to live for eternity with my father. Spoiled? What does that mean? So for like new baby Christians that see that, and they like people, not all of us have a fair life. My mom always said this to me, like, not everybody's life is fair. Life isn't going to be fair. Some of us live a harder life than others. And I'm not saying I have. I'm just saying in general, some people, Christian or not Christian, have lived a harder life than others. And when they see that, like, how discouraging could that be? Because they probably sit there and like, oh, am I not the right Christian? Am I not the right type of Christian? Because I'm not being spoiled by God. Does God not love me? Am I not worth this? Like, where is my worth being found? It just was so unbiblically correct, and it just drives me up a wall when I see stuff like that. Yeah. Anyways, that's my latest rant is performative Christians. I could probably continue to go on, but I don't know how healthy that would be for it, you know, because I also feel like it, like I said, it keeps non-believers from wanting to be believers. It makes the new Christians feel like maybe they're not doing something right. And then it just makes me agitated straight up. Like, I'm sure I can't be the only one. There has to be other people like me that sees that and gets annoyed. And then I have to check my pride. And y'all have already heard my whole conversation about pride and how it's already a problem that I deal with every single day. And I have to check myself every single day. and it's not fun. But maybe that's why I follow her on Instagram, is it's to check myself. I don't know. But again, then I have the other Christians that talk about all their serving that they do, and I think it's a beautiful thing to serve. I mean, I serve. I know plenty of other people who serve, but I don't think we need to post about it all the time. Every single time that we serve, I don't think we need to post about it. You know? It just comes off performative. Like, are you doing it from the goodness of your heart and for attention? Or are you doing it from the goodness of your heart and because you love Jesus? Are you, I guess the point is, like, what type of attention are you trying to get at the end of the day with it? You know? And then I go back to, I have a podcast. What type of attention am I trying to get? I don't know. Well, actually, I really hate attention, so never mind. But yeah, performative Christians. If you are equally annoyed with the performative Christians, especially online, raise your hand and you can join my club. And also, can we just go back to being raw and real? Can we all, I'm just over social media. I am. And all this stuff people do to get attention. I'm over it. I'm so over it. Yeah. Oh, I had this total sidetrack, total sidetrack. I had somebody ask me why I don't put my podcast on video. And I didn't really know. I mean, I think it's going to be a hard thing to do when it does go on video one day if that happens. But outside of it being hard, which I already conquered this part, so how could I not conquer that, you know? But I ended up talking to this man at my church randomly on a Sunday when my roommate made me go by myself. And she's gonna hate hearing that. And he was talking about how when he preaches, people try to videotape him and he'll stop preaching because then it comes about him, becomes about him and not God. And I realized that I do feel that way. Like, if I put this on video, not are other people gonna make it about me, but am I gonna make it about me? Like, am I gonna be so obsessed with my appearance and how I look or what I'm wearing? Also, my outfit today is super cute, but that's because I had a break between, like, hours off between clients, so I was able to come home. So, like, low key, wish y'all could see my outfit, but at the same time, kind of glad you can't because I would be obsessed with what everybody thinks of how I look, or am I showing up well, or I wasn't smiling in that shop, and my RBF is really bad. And so, where was I going with this? Is a great question. Oh, yeah. So, having that conversation with him gave me my aha moment of I don't put this on video because I would make this about myself. And this podcast is not about me. Even though I often talk about my life experiences, it's about God at the end of the day. And I don't think people need to see my face to know it's about Jesus or to know what it's like to live in freedom. Yeah. And so that was a really nice conversation to have with a random man that I haven't seen since. And I think he's displaced. Like, I think he doesn't have a home. That was kind of the vibe I was getting from the conversation and the appearance and just the energy all around and why people would take videos of him preaching. It like all makes sense. But I loved his perspective on it and it kind of just gave me a lot of clarity. And then later in the church service, like the sermon, the girl who was talking basically said something along the same lines about like making it about us and our parents doing it or God. And I was like, yeah, that's totally it. It's about God. It's not about me and what I look like or what I'm doing. And I don't want to take myself too serious and I don't want to take pride in what I look like or any of that. So anyways, that's my random sidetrack on that. And yeah, that's all I got. Also, I thought that the Forrest Frank thing, like his back being healed, is amazing, but apparently there's a lot of hate going on with another Christian artist and there's drama coming out about that. But I don't keep up with that world, like the secular music, not secular, like the Christian music drama stuff. Yeah, I don't keep up with it. Maybe I should because I have no idea what's going on. And again, why are people upset? Why do people get upset so easily? Like, can we all just calm down and enjoy our lives? Why do we have to make drama out of everything? Oh, and then another person had posted about, like, oh, I messaged like girls in my group about what to pray for my future husband. And I'm like, baby girl, like, you're single and that's great. And I love that. But again, like, are you posting this to encourage others to pray? Are you posting it because you want to appear a certain way to Christians or like Christian men or like, What is the agenda? Is it my job to decide their agenda? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's definitely not. Is it my job to judge her based off these posts? Absolutely not. But to go back to my other episode of discernment, is my spirit of discernment saying, this seems really performative. Don't take it too serious. Yes. Also, this girl prayed over my friend at church, and that prayer did not feel like it had the Holy Spirit in it. Like, that did feel performative. It was the longest prayer of my life. Very repetitive. Her eyes were open. Like, she didn't really seem like she was like really in tune with what was happening. Now I'm just being straight up judgy. Anyways, my spirit was clocking it and was like, this does not seem authentic. Which is fine because the spirit discerns for us and will like tell God what we need in prayer, which is amazing. So like, does it really matter? No. But it just didn't feel like her heart was in it. And yeah. So, I don't, again, it's just the performativeness. That's what bothers me is, are you performing? And thing is, am I performing for y'all, or am I aligned with God's will? And that's why you have to listen to me ramble on, because now I'm sitting here like, am I performing? Which I don't think I am performing, because again, there's only like 20, 40. Okay, there are 40 people that listen to this podcast, but that's literally nothing compared to like other podcasts, which is perfect because I don't want to be seen or known in that way. And I don't want to be a performer. And I don't want to get caught up in performing and all eyes on me, because it's not about me at the end of the day. Just like it's not about you at the end of the day, it's about God. So are we performing? Now, on social media, no, I'm not performing at all. I hope you're not performing. Don't feel like you need to perform for people, y'all. We really don't. We really truly don't, because yes, it's fun to like have the attention, sure, but we're not called to have the attention. We're called to give God the glory. And that goes back to the Sadducees when it talked about Jesus and they recognized that Jesus was the Son of God, but some chose to ignore it because they were comfortable in their life. And if you want, I can pull up the verse later. But they were comfortable in their life, and they liked this the stature that they had and the glory that they got from all the regular Jewish people. And that goes back to being performative. Like, am I living my life for God, or am I being performative for the eyes of men because of the glory I get from it? Or am I giving all the glory to God? That's all I have. Okay. I still haven't learned how to end this Dear Diary segment. So, peace out. Love y'all. Hope you're having a great day. Bye.